paragraph of Vize Bechinas Hashena Vahadurmito the Apil Al Zeranpin Shehua Torah. With this we can understand why the Arizal tells us that Kaviochel Hashem places a sleep, a deep sleep, on Zeranpin, which we said is synonymous with the Torah, which in the case of Adam Chava was synonymous with Adam Arishoyim, V'acharkach nis'oirer al yidei ha-shofar. And then Zeranpin is woken up by the sound of the shofar, by the blast of the shofar. Shayidei zeh ninseres v'nivnes koymes ha-malchus kanal b'kavonas. By the fact that Zeranpin was put to sleep, that's what allows that operation to take place, that nituach, where the two are sliced apart and separated, and the malchus is able to be built up. Ki kesheroitzim lahamshich zeh haderech boilam, lasois mehatoirois tfilois, because when a person wants to introduce into the world this special derech and avodas Hashem of making Torah into tefillah, tzrichim ozer lahamshich chidushei oiraisa gevoyim ma'oid hanemshochem mebechinas oiraisa datikos timo. In order to be zeuche, to introduce this type of avodah into the world, where people are going to be able to take Torah and make tefillah from it, you have to access the highest level of Torah, the level of Torah that chidushei Torah, you have to introduce new revelations of Torah that come from atikos timo, that come from a very high place. Shalidei chidushin elu nizgalin kol hadrochim vanasivois shel haTorah, whereby when a person is zoicha to introduce chidushei Torah from that high place, that reveals all the paths of Torah, the highways and the avenues and the streets of the Torah. Eich kol hamitzvois v'amidois kshurim v'nechozim zeh bo zeh, showing, revealing how all the mitzvois and all the midois, chesed gvurah tiferes, are all connected and interconnected. Kshurim v'nechozim zeh bo zeh v'zeh bo zeh, how they're all interconnected with each other. Kemoi horoife hamumcha, just like a very high level of doctor, kisheroitze l'rapois eze choyla shebodom, when he wants to bring about a refuah for a major illness that a person has, yefsher leida mohus hachoyla surufuosoi, it's impossible for the doctor to really understand properly the full depth of the illness and how to heal it, kiim kisheboki b'chochmas hanituach, unless he has studied biology very thoroughly. Dahainu sheyeda kol protei koimas odom utchunas kolei voro vegida vork of bishleimus. The person needs to know the entire structure and physiology of a human being, the bone structure, the circulatory, the blood system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, how they all function and how they're all interconnected. Sheyeda heitev eich kol hoivorim hapnimim vachitzoinim aruchem umsidorim zeitzal zeh, to know how all the internal organs and the external organs are set up and interconnected. Utchunas pirkein v'kishrein v'chibureyin eich kol eivar v'etzem akusha mechubra mesuda zeh bo zeh v'zeh bo zeh aydei kishrei hagidim v'orkim, and to know how the entire system of all the systems of the body are interconnected with the veins and the artery and the different pumps, the lungs pumping, bringing oxygen into the blood, to the brain. Veichadomim rotzim boem, and how the blood flows throughout the entire body. Ushar kol tchunas aguf umerchakei prokov, and everything related to the entire structure of the body and all the joints hakludim b'chochmas hanituach, which is all included in this knowledge of physiology and biology. Va'oz daiko kishehoroife boki b'kol zeh heitev, and it's only then, if a doctor knows all of this very, very well, Oz yochel likones lahoven mahu sacholas, then it's possible for him to enter into trying to understand the quality of this illness, you know, the essence of what this illness is all about, velasik berufuasoi, and to be involved in trying to heal it, trying to cure it, knowing what its origin is, how it develops, and where it's located, where it originates from, and therefore how it's flowing through the body. Is it affecting the blood? Is it not? Has it gone to the brain or not? But in order to know that, he's got to really know the entire structure perfectly well. So too, kemoi kein tzadikei hador ho'amitim, ho'oiskim berefuas choli nafshos Yisrael, the leading tzadikim of the door of the generation, who are involved in curing and healing the souls of Klal Yisrael, yefshe lohem lasek berefuasam, they can't enter into this project of curing and healing Klal Yisrael spiritually, kiim kishayodim mahus choli anefesh, unless they fully understand the essence of these spiritual illnesses. V'ze al yidei sheyoidim b'chinas tchunas koimas odom o'elyoin, shubchinas tzelem alikim. And the only way they can do that is by knowing the physiology, kaviyochol, of odom o'elyoin, you know, the heavenly structure of the tzelem alikim, of kaviyochol, the midos of Hashem, shehu b'chinas tchunas koimas hatoira, shenikras odom. And also to be able to understand the structure of the Torah, what's the head of the Torah, what's the feet of the Torah, what's the heart of the Torah, etc., etc. Because we know that the Torah is called Odom. Kameshikosav Zois HaTorah, Odom Ki Yom Hazbo'ah. The Torah is compared to an Odom. Ki HaTorah Hi Bechinas Koimas Odom. Because the Torah actually corresponds to the structure of a human being. Ki Hi Klula Miramachei Vorom Ushsagidim. The Torah is made up of 248 organs and 365 tendons, just like the human shehen b'chinas ramach mitzvah sasei u'shesa loy sasei kiyadua. The concept of the 248 positive commandments and the 365 negative. U'kemoi shoharamach evorim v'ashesa gidim shebodom aruchim u'kshurim u'mesudorim zeh bozeh v'zeh tzal zeh. And just like the 248 organs in the body and the 365 tendons are all connected and interconnected, and they work together, they function together, and you have to know how what the flows are, which direction the flows are, and what each and every one's role is in making the whole system work. So too, v'tzorech haroif eli is boki besidrom v'chibureim heitev kanal, and a true doctor has to understand fully the order and the connection between all parts of the body. Kemoi kein tzrichen leida bebechinas koimas hatoira, Seder HaKesher VaChibur Shel Kol Ramach Mitzvah Saseh Shesah Lo Yisaseh V'Chol HaMidos U'Mitzvah Sterabonon HaKlulun Bahem. So too the true tzaddikim have to know the Torah in that same manner. They need to know the Kesher and the Chibur of all the Mitzvah Saseh and Lo Yisaseh and the Midos and the Mitzvah Sterabonon that are included, to know how it all lines up and how it's organized and how it's connected and interconnected. V'oz yicholim leida segulas kol mitzvah mitzvah umido umido leizer refui misugelas b'yoser ve'chorapes chol nefesh, and only then can a person know the benefits of each and every single mitzvah. What, how each and every single mitzvah contributes to a person's spiritual development, or the opposite chas v'shalom, and each and every mida, and to know what it's able to heal, and what it's able, what it's more better for him. And in how to be able to really heal properly these spiritual illnesses of people. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Va'ayin remez mizeh b'hakdomo shnio le'sefer ho'alef beis." You'll see a hint to this in the second introduction to Sefer Hamidos, which is called Sefer Aleph Beis. V'tovin me'at mizeh, and you'll understand a little bit of what we're referring to. V'oz daiko kishemamshichim chidushei toiro ko'elu sheyoiden aliyotam b'chinas tchunas koimas ha'toiro kanal. And then, when a tzaddik is able to draw toiro from atikos timo, to introduce new chidushei toiro that are coming from a very high place in heaven, where when that kind of toiro is introduced, it lights up, it brings such a light into the world, that suddenly all the pathways of Torah, all of that comes to light. Oz yicholim lahamshich ze haderech la'asos mi'atoyros tfilos. Then we're able to introduce into the world and get the world to be zeichet, to become connected to the special derech of Breslov of making from Torah tfila. כי על ידי זה דייקו מגלן סדר תפילו. איך נזכה לפתוח את ליבנו ולשפוך ליבנו כמיים נוכח פני השם, how a person could be zeichah to open his heart and to pour out his heart like water before Hashem, and to be able to know how to appease Hashem, שיעמוד בעזרנו, that Hashem should assist us, ויושיבנו אל הבמס, and help us return to him with full sincerity. כי עיקר, now Rabbi Nelson Zal is going to explain. כי עיקר שלמוס התפילו נמשכס מבחינה 13 מידה של רחמים. Because the true perfection of תפילו comes from the 13 attributes of Rachmanus that Hashem revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu when the Jews had worshipped the golden calf. And then Hashem, actually the Gemara says, Hashem put on a talis and showed Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven on the highest level. Ki ikra tefila hu rachamim v'tachnunim. Because the main tefila is when a person is really pleading with Hashem and arousing the kindness of Hashem. V'al kein ikar shleimusa nimshech mebechinas shloish esrei midah shel rachmim. And because the essence of tefillah is rachamim, therefore, the ikar shleimus ha-tefillah comes from the shloish esrei midah shel rachmim. We know that in Aramaic, the word that the Gemara uses for tefillah is rachamei. That's what it's called. The Gemara says about Elisha Navi that you should know that all the miracles that Elisha Navi did, berachmi hu David. He accomplished it through tefillah. ושלושס רמידוי של רחמים הם בחינה שלושס רמידוי שהתוירו נדרשס בהם. And we know that the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem correspond to the 13 formulas by which the Torah is studied. דיוד גם המידוי שהתוירו נדרשס בהם. קל וחוימה, גזירה שווה, etc. שעל יודום נמשוכים כל חידושי אוירייסו שדורש נסת אוירו ומחבר נויסו ממוקוים למוקוים ומעניין לעניין בכלל ובפרט ובקל וחוימה, גזירה שווה. Because all the חידושי תוירו, all the revelations of תוירו are all based, and all the connections between all parts of the תוירו are all based on these 13 formulas. ואלו השלוש עשרי מידה של רחמים, שמכינה שלוש עשרי מידה שתורן רשת בהם, כולם נמשכים מבחינס עתיק. These 13 midos of kindness of Hashem, which correspond to the 13 formulas by which we learn the Torah, they all come from the top level in Shamayim, which is called Atik. Atik means very, very old, you know, aged. מבחינה שלוש עשרי תיקוני דיקנו, they come from the 13 tikkunim of the beard, shehem bechinas tikkunei atik yadur, which are called in Sifrei Kabbalah the tikkunei atik. Here we're talking about the concept of a white beard, which is the symbol of an older person, a person who's very mellow, a sweet old man. Just like the Gemara says that when Hashem appeared to the Jews on Har Sinai yesterday on Shavuos, he appeared as a zokein mole rachmim. That's the wording of the Gemara. An elderly person full of kindness. This is the symbolism, zokein mole rachmim. And in the Zohar HaKadosh, Tikkuni Zohar, they speak about the 13 tikkunim of the beard. 13 midos shel rachmim and the 13 midos she'Torah dredreshes bem that are all included in the beard. And this is one of the reasons why the beard, according to Kabbalah, symbolizes such a holy, incredible, holy, special thing. V'hatzadikei emes, kefima shezoichin lahamshich chidushei doiraisa, mishom, ayidei shloish esrimida shatoran jesbahem. Now, the true tzadikim, according to how well they succeed in being able to draw chidushei toira from there, from the yud gimel mida shatoran jesbahem, כמוי כן זויכן לפתוח ולגלויס ולהמשיך בחינה שלוש עשר מידה של רחמים. That's what gives them the ability to open up and reveal and draw from the 13 מידה של רחמים of Hashem. The true tzaddik with his Torah is able to access the highest levels of Rachmanis. His tefillah should be a home run. His tefillah should be so powerful. Just like Rabbeinu Zal begins the Likut Imran with the words, Da ki al yidei ha-Torah, Niskablin kol hatfilos v'chol habakoshos, right? The Torah puts a chain on the person. U'kemoy kein, he megalin lanu seder tefila. Sheklulen b'shloishes rida sharachmim. And these true tzaddikim, through their study of Torah, with all, by using all those 13 formulas, shatur and reshes bohem, that's what gives them access to all the yud gimel sharachmim, and they understand the flow and the connection between all of those midah sharachmim. V'ze ikar b'china shleimus hatfila she'oisin mitoira. And this is the perfection of tefillah, when the tefillah comes from Torah. Dehainu, shemishloish esre midah sha'atoira, shehim klal hatoira, oisin shloish esre midah sharachmim. That using the shloish esre midah shel Torah to bring, to reveal new chidushei Torah to the world, the person is zoicha through that to flow right into the 13 midos shel rachmim, which are a composite of all of tefillah, which represent the totality of tefillah. Havel kol ze nase rak al yidei hatzadikim sheyoidim shoyrish shel kol ha-shloish esre midos ha-Torah shem klal ha-Torah. This is accomplished only through the great tzadikim who know the root of the foundation of the sources, the 13 midos shatorah dreshes behem, which are a composite of whole Torah, to know eichem aruchim usturim b'sharoshim. They know exactly how these midos, how these formulas, all line up together, and how they're connected and interconnected, and how they work together. Eich kol inyonei ha-Torah u-mitzvoiseho, u-midoiseho, u-proteho, v'digdukeho, Aruchim usedurim ukshurim umechuborim udvukim ze boze bikshorim nifloim ubetvuna niflo venoiro. How all facets of the Torah and all the mitzvahs and midos and details, how they all line up and what their order is and how they're connected and interconnected with unbelievable types of connections. Kimoi bekoimaso adam, just like within the physiology of a human being. Sheroyim niflois haboire betchunas koimosoi varichas evoro, that we see the marvels of Hashem, you know, in how the human body is constructed, much more advanced than the most advanced computer or, you know, systems that we could ever imagine. Ve'echolchem gidim udrochem mehoroish ad ekev horegel bedrochem niflom, how there are nerves that go from the brain to the lowest part of the foot, and how these nerves, the nervous system, how it interconnects, you know, throughout the entire body. Kemoikein hu mamish b'koyma satur v'kanal. Rav Nosson says you have the exact same concept in how the Torah is all interconnected and interwoven, and there's a flow from top to bottom and bottom to top, you know, etc. V'hatzadikim hayoidim ha-Torah b'sharosho Yoidim kol ze heite. The tzaddikim who know the Torah from its roots, you know, they understand all of this very, very well. Va'oz daiko yoidim lidrosh es ha-Torah b'shloish esrei midos shem klal ha-Torah. That's what enables them to be able to study Torah and teach Torah, darshan the Torah, using all the 13 formulas, you know, which are klal ha-Torah. Va'oz yoidim lahamshich haderech ha-kodesh hazeh. That's what enables them to be able to know how to really make from Torah tefila. Lahamshich mishloishes remidos haTorah shem klal haTorah b'china shloishes remidos shel rachmim, to be able to draw from the 13 formulas of the Torah, the 13 midos of rachmonus of Hashem shehem klal haTefila shenas, which are a composite of all of tefila. And we know that this generates incredible pleasure up in heaven.